News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And good morning. You found us.
Good morning.
It is the El Paso History Radio Show. And we're the place to learn about El Paso history that you did not learn in public schools in Texas. And we still say Texas history begins in El Paso. And good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, you. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day outside.
It actually is.
Yeah.
And so we should be out there. What are we doing in here?
We're stuck in this closet again. I think we need to move out on the patio or someplace in the sun.
However, we are the place that's, we're about as normal as you can get around here. We've been doing this all through this crazy COVID nonsense, and somehow we still managed to be here and surviving and doing a radio show. So I think that's a good thing. So we've got this going on 690 AM. Where else can you find us?
They just can't keep us down. You can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen to this live every Saturday wherever you live.
Also, we do have that archive, ephistory.com, if you want to hear some old shows. But also the thing about Pepe's is open today, 50% in-room dining. So go take advantage of that today. Also, takeout orders, get a hold of them. Also, you can ship around the world. Can you imagine good Mexican food from El Paso showing up your door in Philadelphia?
What a great Christmas gift.
A Thursday.
Thursday. But I mean, I'm thinking with the holidays,
yes.
You know, people don't want to cook. Hey, if you don't want to cook a turkey because you can't have a big family gathering, go over and get some Pepe's food and have a Pepe Thanksgiving.
It leaves El Paso frozen. And so it ends up wherever you're going, and he only does 2 days, so get a hold of them on that. Also, you got that Mission Del Rey thing going there.
Yes, we don't want to forget about Mission Del Rey's weekly $20 radio show coupon for online orders. All you have to do is go to www.missiondelrey.com or call them at 915-440-2140. And we'll talk a little more later about some of the cool things I saw on their site.
And good for Christmas there for sure, because they'll ship around the world. History moment coming, right?
Yes, we do. We're going to be talking a little bit about the history of the 1910 Dia de la Revolucion.
Oh, boy, big stuff. Woo-hoo. There. Okay, today being November 14th, we're going to talk about the music history in El Paso. I got to thinking, who better to do that than somebody who is actually, I'll introduce him as a soloist, a chamber musician, a recording artist, a professor, an artistic director, and sometimes actor. We'll have to ask him about that because he's been on TV a lot. Zul Bailey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I found out you were on an HBO series and also NBC's NBC show. We'll have to ask you about that.
Yeah, you've been digging around a lot.
Well, I have, and it's been fun looking into who you are because I sort of knew who you were, but now I know better. Also, you got your sidekick in crime here today, Philippa Solis. Good morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. Happy Saturday. And what fun it is to catch up with you guys after so many months.
We've had you on various reasons because you, of course, are that girl from KTSM television.
She's so talented.
And so now you're Ms. Pro Musica these days, right? El Paso.
Well, it's a privilege. You know, we'll talk about that as the program progresses about the history of music and the arts in El Paso. But it's been a wonderful circle in my life because I was able to do everything that I love. And it's all come full circle having grown up in a family of dancers and amazing music all my life. And so with that said, how tremendous it was for me to now it's going on 10 years where I'm the executive director and I get to work alongside Zul Bailey.
Well, Zul is a lot of fun to talk to. We spoke earlier this week and that's when I sort of got to know him. Zul, you're an interesting dude. Did you know that? Go ahead, be humble. But no, I'm serious. I've watched them. You can go on YouTube and find a lot of Zul Bailey videos, and it's interesting to see what you've done and where you've been. It's a lot more fun to talk to you straight on. Now, you are a master cellist. Is that the best way to describe you?
You know, they asked Pablo Casals when he was 93. Pablo Casals was the great Spanish cellist who was basically the godfather of cellists. They asked him at 93 why he continued to practice. And he said, because I think I hear improvement.
Ah, indeed.
So the fact is that you can call me whatever you wish. That's very kind of you. But it's a day-by-day, brick-by-brick life as an artist. You practice, you hear improvement. You go back, practice some more, you hear improvement. And that's kind of the sickness of being a musician or an artist. You just, you can't live without it.
And so you wake up in the morning before you even go to the restroom. You end up a little cello time there?
Well, the truth is I go straight to the coffee machine.
Ah, okay. And then to the cello.
To warm up.
Then I warm my insides up with that and get the jets going. And then I usually sit down and in silence and start to play. Yes.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you two like they used to always show classically on the radio, TV and movies where the pianist would crack his knuckles? I mean, do you do that before you start to play?
Okay, that's a very funny thing that you bring up. And we'll talk about this later if you wish. But one of the first things that I was asked to be a part of on television was to teach Ned Beatty, the famous actor, how to look like he was playing the cello playing the soundtrack.
Oh my gosh.
And I said to him, word by word, I said, you know, the most important thing is that you do the habitual things that musicians do when you take the cello out of the case, when you sit down, because that's the big giveaway. And nobody cracks their knuckles.
Ah, okay.
Now we know,
because you still got your knuckles. But speaking of that, watching you play is amazing, because you have your eyes closed and your fingers are going 400 miles an hour, and the notes you're hitting are accurate. I mean, you can tell by listening they're accurate. I mean, and you're doing all this from memory. Is there a secret to how you do this? Because, I mean, I understand you started playing cello as a very, almost a toddler even, right? 4 years old or something?
Yeah. That's the secret is I know the lengths of my arms.
Ah.
I know the lengths of my fingers. I have been doing this since age four. So unlike a guitar, there are no frets on the cello.
Right.
And I'm a big believer of practice makes what? Practice makes what?
Better.
Perfect, of course.
Better.
Practice makes permanent.
Permanent. Okay.
Ah, good point. Even, much better.
Yeah, there you go.
Better is a good one, too. It's not perfect. So basically, the gift my parents gave me, amongst many others, was to get me the best instruction possible as a child. And so I didn't have to unlearn anything.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I started the cello at four, and then at about age eight, I realized that I couldn't live without this.
But also, at that age, it was bigger than you were.
Well, you know, yes, the cello that I play now is bigger than me, but they make cellos in quarter size, half size, three-quarter size.
Oh, so, the electric ones?
I had no idea. See, help me here, because I hope you appreciate, I got a fair amount of ignorance on how you operate what you do, so I'll be a good foil to figure out from scratch, who are you and how do you do it? Because it's amazing to watch. And also, we have some clips of music that you have done, and we'll be playing some of those coming up here shortly. But the thing is, to watch you on YouTube is just amazing. So to get the whole drift of this, you have been doing this a long time. You've been in El Paso 20 years, right?
You know, I started kind of with Filippo. We started kind of figuring out, as we have been pondering this time period and sculpting the future and kind of surveying the past, we both realized that this is a huge year for both of us. It's her 10th year as being the executive director of El Paso Pro Musica, but my 20th year with El Paso Pro Musica. And more importantly, this is the longest that I've ever lived anywhere in my life.
Well, you seem to like it, because, I mean,
was in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And so, obviously, 18 years of that was spent growing up in Northern Virginia. And then I started going north to school.
My condolences on that, by the way.
But it's really wonderful to really know where home is.
So you started out in Northern Virginia, suburb of D.C., and then you went basically up I-95 and ended up where?
Well, I ended up at Johns Hopkins University, Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore. I did my undergraduate there. And then I was told by my teacher as a senior in college that if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. You got to go to New York City. And so I applied and got into the master's program at Juilliard and studied there and began my career there in New York City.
So, and then getting to El Paso, that's a big bit of a leap, is it not?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, during that time period, I was traveling quite a lot. I'd already started my career, and I decided that, well, the fact is that I could go anywhere and visit. And I was just visiting El Paso for the summer of 2001 for just a little bit of time. And, well, again, this is a kind of a longer story, but fate played its card, is what I'll try to say, is that about four or five things happened all in succession, and it kind of changed my entire path and changed my life.
And here you are.
And here I am.
I tell you what, let's do this. Filippa, we're going to get to all kinds of details today, but also you guys had recommended some clips I pull off of YouTube, which I've done.
Yes.
Well, I think what we should do is let's play one of them now. And we've got some sort of sad ones. We've got some sort of good ones here. In fact, you know what? Andrew, let's start actually with clip number one. And this is a simple one. And it's a good one. But remember, you're listening to a cello here. And basically, we're about to hear the national anthem. Here it comes. Yay, play ball,
very
you
good.
Know.
Good, oh my God. It's always so emotional. I love cellos.
But you actually did that at a ballpark, didn't you?
Yeah, that was one of the really exciting things to have happen when being home. I was asked to open one of the Chihuahuas games and play the national anthem, and I thought that was one of the coolest things.
It sounded like there were two cellos playing there.
Yes, this is a wonderful young artist named Cicely Parnas who accompanied and played with me in this duo. This thing we had she was one of the guest artists that was in town, and I challenged her to create a rendition of the national anthem for two cellos.
Interesting.
So that was the world premiere of that arrangement, which is by Cicely Parnas.
Well, I must tell you, the sound quality is actually better if you go buy a CD from Zool Bailey. Because we took this off the internet, and now you're hearing it on AM radio. But it's a wonderful sound to hear. We've got several more clips coming up. But we got to take a break here. Filippa, you know how that goes, right? We take breaks in radio?
Oh, yes, we do. We do, because that's the business of radio.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
May I add the one little thing before we go to station identification? It was truly remarkable to be at Southwest University Park and be in a place that is so typical of what is now El Paso. And it was such a warm, wonderful summer day in August of 2018 when this happened. And that, again, is why El Paso Pro Music is so fortunate to have Zool here. And we're always able to connect with the community in so many ways. He's played the national anthem for the Chicago Cubs. He's played the national anthem for the Arizona Cardinals. But when he's here for the Chihuahuas, it's just so very special, and it always feels like home.
Oh, and Zulia, you need to understand, once you've been here, living here 10 years, you're now a native, okay?
Oh, yeah, a year.
No, you're one of us. No, we're glad to have you. We got to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. If you think you tuned in to NPR, no, that was that's just Zul Bailey.
No, and there's history in music.
Oh, it's a fabulous history because it evokes other memories and stuff. Plus, you took your cello and you went all kinds of places. We're going to end up in St. Clement's. There's another one back at the stadium, which is kind of sad. We'll talk about that when we get there. But also, there was one you played from home. We'll get to that in a bit, too. But, I mean, it's a break time here, Melissa.
Break time.
We can take a phone call here.
We can call
or
us.
Or Facebook.
Yeah, call for request. No, I'm kidding. No. Call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income in just 5 payments? You heard that right. In just 5 payments, you could set up a six-figure retirement cash flow for as long as you live. I'm best-selling author Brett Kitchen with Wealth Beyond Wall Street. And right now, there's a retirement crisis in America because the pension system of old has been raided and destroyed, and Social Security is already running out of money. But most Americans are shocked to find out they would need to save over $2.5 million to have a $100,000 income in retirement. A new approach is required to solve this crisis. That's why this revolutionary new 5-payment retirement program was released, allowing everyday Americans to use bank money to create a retirement cash flow without relying on Social Security or pensions. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it accelerates the amount they will have at retirement or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 years old and want to build a bigger, better retirement in just 5 payments, call 800-207-4545 now to see if you qualify. Plus, as a free bonus, you'll get the 6-figure retirement acceleration guide and video. Call 800-207-4545. That's 1-800-207-4545. 1-800-207-4545.
At WellMed, we know that to stay healthy, you must keep up with your health. Don't delay care for chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. Get your recommended screenings, immunizations, and vaccinations, including the flu shot. WellMed cares. The Medicare annual enrollment period is from October 15 through December 7th. Remember to choose a health plan that puts you with a WellMed doctor. Visit WellMedFindADoctor.com or call 866-292-0360.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You can send us an email during the show if you like, or anytime during the week, ephistory690@gmail.com, ephistory690@gmail.com, or the phone number 544-5876. Give us a holler if you wish to do so. We got a lot of people say, don't give out the phone number. We want to hear your show, and that's kind of how things go. But the radio show is also on Facebook, and we've also talked about that. But we have a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. I got about a dozen of my El Paso Gold DVDs up there for free. Take a look at those. We had a comment coming in from Desert Rat Gardener. I'm not sure what that's about, but they recommended our channel, and they really like it. They're sharing it with they saw the Tom Lee video. They're sharing it with Karen Lee to show her husband Tom, a nephew of artist Tom Lee. They live in Cloudcroft, And he didn't know this stuff was online. So if you want, Tom Lee's El Paso's on there, all kinds of interesting things up there. And he is also a recent subscriber to our YouTube channel, and E-Devil 2. Oh, I don't know when people put their names on like that. But anyways, several people. We're over 700 people now looking at that. And then also we have the ABC series we did with Bernie Sargent. That's on there now, about 20 different pieces about El Paso history. So there's a lot to do on there. Take a look at the YouTube channel, El Paso History TV.
And also, I've got Celebration of Our Mountains 2020 fall schedule is in full swing with hikes and outdoor adventures that will run through November. Now, on Tuesday, November 17th, this one's a little different. It's National Hiking Day. And Celebration of Our Mountains and the Frontera Land Alliance will have a special virtual hike up at Cap Land with environmentalist Judy Ackerman. And she's going to be up there talking about the different plants and geology and fossils and all kinds of great things. And Judy is, she's great. She does a wonderful job. She's a great expert. And that's Tuesday, November 17th at 10 a.m. live on Facebook. And if you have, you know, you have more questions or information about what's going on with the hikes, the times, any changes, call the jefe over there, Jim Tolbert, at 915-525-7364, or visit the Celebration of Our Mountains website.
As I always say, ask for Diego.
Diego.
That's his middle name.
He wears a mask.
He should. Anyway, back to reality here. We've got Zul Bailey on the phone here and also Philippa Solis. Philippa, let me ask you
a couple of things.
What's it like with you, Philippa, to be in the middle of such a dynamic music world? I mean, that's what you are.
It's a pinch yourself moment. And, you know, it's really wonderful because just having visited just ever so briefly with Andrew Polk, and just right now I'm just sitting here at the computer posting and doing things, and it's the adrenaline rush is so incredible, what I do every day. And from dancing as a kid to broadcasting, to be able to be part of something like this now, just this morning, and working alongside someone who is such an incredible artist, whose humility really knows no boundaries, because he's a man in El Paso who has embraced this community so unbelievably. I'll tell an old story. I'll never forget the first time that he took on the job of the artistic director as El Paso Pro Musica leader in 2002, and he was live on our show. And all the producers and everyone said, he's just been on the television show Oz. He's going to be here 6 months. This guy is incredible. And he was like a whirling dervish. And how he was able to take his talents and his tools and bring them to fruition here in our community, he could live anywhere. So to be able to work alongside someone whose mind is working 1,000 miles a minute, which is kind of how you know me, Melissa knows me all too well, so, you know, it's just like boing, but this is, it's unbelievable.
You know, El Paso.
Do I love what I do? Absolutely. Does it help me engage with the community?
Yep.
All the time.
I hope you sleep at night.
No, she's too busy.
I said, I hope you sleep at night.
You know, you sleep really well. Because
okay,
you
good.
Know at the end of the day, you done good.
Well, hey, here's the other thing.
El
Paso Electric should figure out how to harness your excess energy. They could power half the city with it. It's amazing. So, Zul, you keep up with her somehow, Zul?
Like being dragged behind a truck.
Okay, now there's an honesty.
Just say something like a balloon or something.
There's an honesty there, though.
Just chain your cello to her. It might slow her down a bit.
No, but you guys are a good combination because you got PR and you got talent, and it goes both ways. Well, Zul, also, the stuff you do is amazing. You mentioned something as we were talking earlier in the week about, ask you about how something in the 1920s affected your career. What was that?
Well, there are two parts to this story. Going back to what Philippa said, yes, it is true. As a traveling musician, I can live anywhere because usually where I live, I don't work. And people ask me all the time, why in the world, if you can live anywhere, would you want to live in El Paso, Texas? And my next question is, have you ever been to El Paso, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next statement is, well, since you haven't, I can't really have that discussion with you. Because I said, you know, you have to see the shock and awe of El Paso and the beauty to understand why people want to live there. I mean, it's beyond anything I've seen, let alone the community and the people.
Oh yeah,
just the vistas, the sunsets, the space, the border. I mean, everything that's here is something I've never seen in all of my travels. And it's very funny that you mentioned the 1920s because, you know, again, we're digging now. We're going down to the roots of fate. So I'll make this as quick as I possibly can. My grandparents from North Carolina, born in 1900, 1901, 1904, my grandfather worked for the railroad as in telegraph work and communications, and my grandmother worked in the house and on the farm. My grandfather opened the paper in 1920 something and saw that the legendary Polish pianist Paderewski was coming to Charlotte, North Carolina to play, and he was bringing his piano from Poland. And the front page was Paderewski gets off the ship, gets to his piano, puts his fingers on the piano, and misses a note. And he can't understand why. He can't understand why he would miss a note. And if you want to see Paderewski not miss a note, come see his performance, whatever, blah, 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 in Charlotte, North Carolina. My grandfather saved his money. He was in his 20s and went to this concert of Paderewski in the 1920s, was so blown away by this man that music became an integral part of his life, as in like needing it to listen to. And his firstborn child, he bought a piano for. This firstborn child ended up dying in World War II, ended up naming my mother, who's named Lana Turner and Beatrice Kay.
Okay.
Before he passed away in Europe in World War II, he named my mother. The piano was given to my mother in the house, and it was expected that my mother was going to now play the piano as well.
Oh, my God.
Go back to the 1920s. So Paderewski came here. It changed his life. Now, he was touring the United States. And one of the first years I was here, the city was showing me around the history of El Paso, you know, the Chavez Theater, the Plaza Theater, which had not been opened yet as we know it, the Cortez Lobby, all these places. And one of the places they took me was to El Paso High. And I was walking around, this is so gorgeous here. This would be a perfect place for concerts. And they said, this is where we used to have concerts for the city, community concerts, et cetera, for a lot, many, many, many decades. And I said, well, this would be a great place, historic. It feels aged. It feels like something has happened here. Let's try to do something here. They said, I said, do you have a piano? They said, yes, we've got one in the back. It's a historic piano, too. And they rolled it out, and it had been chipped and kicked around, and it was not in good shape. And I sat down at the piano when it was in the middle of the hall, and I just kind of looked at the ivory keys, which is also very unique because ivory is illegal. Mm-hmm. But the old, old, old pianos used to have ivory keys. So I noticed that immediately. And then I noticed the plaque on that piano to the right that said, a gift to El Paso for my final concert of my tour of the 1920s, Paderewski.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have that on the stage up there?
They still have it on the stage there.
Wow.
And this is the piano. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps. I had to almost put my hands over my eyes and because of the wave of coming full circle.
Yeah.
And I had just kind of made my decision to stay in El Paso around that time, that the circle was complete. Basically, the piano that was the lighter, the flare that started my entire history of my family into music.
Oh yeah. Well, do you play piano?
My mother would like to think I do.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. She wanted me to start at 5, and the cello was my passion. But
oh yeah.
I just couldn't believe. And then, of course, one of the greatest moments ever was having my mother visit with my father and sit down and play Amazing Grace in tribute to my grandfather on the piano that he heard in the 1940s.
On that one.
Oh,
well, you know, the El Paso High Alumni Association didn't mention that they had that. We had them on the radio about 2 weeks ago. We got to make sure they know they've got a fancy, famous piano over there. That's a fabulous story.
That piano needs to be immortalized.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And maybe we can have something to do with it. But that is a piece of history that is extraordinary.
Is there such a thing as a piano-cello duo?
Such a thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's basic. No, it's
I know there is, but is, I mean, I thought I'd just lead you into
great,
that.
Most of the great composers in the world, in the history, were pianists. Or composed from the piano or keyboard.
I hear and a concert of, coming, Zuhl.
Most of them, huh?
I hear a concert coming at El Paso High School.
Well, we have to fix up that piano.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that'd be
In fact, what would be really fun to celebrate my 20th anniversary here is to do a concert there with my mother playing that piano.
Oh, God, bring her in.
I'll be there.
I'm talking about like us playing a cello-piano duo, but to bring it full circle.
Philippa, you got your work cut out for you there. Philippa Solis is out here with us.
I'm not going to stop until I make that one.
No, make that one.
And get, I want tickets.
And we can get you out easily onto the Alumni Association El Paso High and make them the beneficiaries.
Wait, Jackson, yeah. I graduated from El Paso High.
Well, you know,
I'm
they've made a museum over there at El Paso High School, and so maybe we could have this benefit the museum. So, all right, we got to take a break here and come back. We got the caller on the phone here. We got Zuhl Bailey on the phone here with us. And Philippa Solis, what a crew here. We're having fun. And we got more music to play here. Coming back in a minute. Call us up. We got a call here. The number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
From UFOs to government conspiracies, the world is full of the stuff they don't want you to know.
Here's where it gets crazy.
If you found a GPS device on your vehicle, would you remove it or would you just leave it there?
No, you put it on another vehicle. That's obvious.
Each episode dives deep into the world's strangest topics, from hidden history to the bleeding edges of science and beyond. Listen to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Find out the best tips and techniques to get your home sold and get the latest in real estate trends this week with your host, Brian Birds. Sunday at 7:30 on El Paso's news radio station, 690 KTSM AM.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 30% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 30% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 30% off and a free camera today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, Melissa, I want to know.
What do you want to know?
Do your knees hurt?
Don't even ask that question.
No, but I mean, if you live in a house at my age.
That's what we're talking about.
If you're going up the stairs, you might need a new house, because call Patrick Tuttle, 588-1850 for Tuttle Real Estate, Legacy Real Estate. He has rentals like crazy. Yes. And if you have a rental, he'll take it up for you. But anyway, 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle. Good guy there for real estate.
And Mission Del Rey had to close their store for, in-store customers. Now, they might be open at 50%. You'll have to call them. But you can still go online and shop their extensive catalog at missiondelrey.com, where you can easily arrange to either pick up or have your items shipped anywhere you desire. And check out their Christmas items like Navajo print Christmas stockings, Southwestern Christmas ornaments like Navajo horsehair ornaments, and blankets. They've got some beautiful alpaca blankets. All kinds of great Christmas gifts and items. And don't forget to sign up for their Buyers Club newsletters, where you get special deals and special prices and all kinds of different new sales coming up. And also, when you're shopping, don't forget the $20 radio show giveaway. And that discount is for the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code HISTORY at checkout. And it's available online only with a $20 minimum purchase and cannot be combined with others. And you can call them at 915-440-2140, or they are located at the Quadrant Building A, 1421 Lee Trevino.
We have a caller on here. We got Felipa Solis and Zul Beda. Hey, Felipa, have you been out to Mission Del Rey? That's a leading question, I presume. You need to go.
I have not been.
What they do, they have everything Saddle Blanket used to carry, but a lot more Native American, a better selection, a huge store. And they're also online, Mission Del Rey. Get a hold of them when you can. Oh, you guys ready for a phone call here? We got Robbie. Robbie's on the phone. Robbie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie!
Well, Felipa, so nice to talk with you. And Zul, are you still hanging on?
I am certainly still hanging on. How are you doing, Robbie?
There we go. Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I was very moved by that story, Zul, especially following the timeline of the history of that of your grandparents and parents and so forth, and the musical history there and the piano there at El Paso High. I had no idea. So that's just great to hear that story.
How do you know each other?
Well, I am a piano technician, and I don't mean for this to be self-gratifying or anything like that, but I've had the distinct privilege of servicing pianos for the last few years for Felipa and for Zul, and we'll just keep it at that.
But how about the one in El Paso High? Have you worked on that one yet?
That one is pretty much within the jurisdiction of the EPISD, and so they have a designated technician kind of assigned to that. And unless there's special dispensation of some kind, I wouldn't be able to be brought into the mix.
Well,
Robbie, can you leave me your phone number? Because I believe the Women's Club, we have two grand pianos that may need to be looked at.
Oh, you may get some business out of this, Robbie.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, that's very kind. Yeah, the number is 757-6804, and I have serviced those pianos through the years
at the Women's Club,
at the El Paso Women's Club, for recitals, for a number of teachers, etc. But yeah, I it's an ongoing thing.
Cool. Hey, Robbie, great. We're going to move on, but thank you for calling. Now we just sold you a commercial. Sounds like.
Well, again, I'm in the presence of greatness.
Oh yeah.
So thank you again, Felipa and Zul and everybody.
Thank you, Robbie.
Take care, Robbie.
You take it easy. Right. Thanks a lot.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Felipa and Zul, we got a lot going on here. I was wanting to play another clip here, thinking about that, but actually we need to hit another break and then come back with a clip. Andrew in the control room, is that a good idea? Andrew J. Polk is in the control room this morning.
I know he is.
He's running.
He's always in control now.
And Felipa, you already found him already. You know him.
Oh, yes, I know him. And that's what I was saying. When I heard that he was at the controls, I felt completely comfortable. Because when you have the executive producer who knows how to rock it, it's Andrew Polk.
Oh,
indeed.
He can also
be in front of the camera, too. He can do double duty. It's amazing.
He was on ABC 7 for quite a while. Now he's on Monday through Friday on this station, KTSM AM 690. He has a talk show called Talk El Paso at 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday and weekdays. So we have, and now we got him on the weekend. There he sits. All right, we're going to come back and play a clip. Which one do you want to play for? We've got one where Azul is at home, and that's an interesting video, as it turns out. We'll have to explain that in a minute. All right, call us up if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Boom or bust, bull or bear, high or dry. Tough times aren't anything new, but we've gotten through them before and we'll do it again. COVID put us all in a bad spot, but we've got to get back to work. The whole state depends on us. We have a job to do, and getting tested means getting back to work faster. Get started at togethernm.org/jobtodo.
What does COVID-19 have to do with losing your home? Well, a lot. Cybercrime is up 75% since the virus hit us. Rudy Giuliani here, and if you own a home or property, look out for home title theft, one of the fastest growing crimes. The legal titles to all our homes are online now. All thieves have to do is forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home. Then they take out loan after loan on your home and leave you in debt. You won't know until late payment or eviction notices show up. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then use code Rudy for 30 free days of protection. I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. That's code Rudy at HomeTitleLock.com.
Finally, Church's new chicken sandwich is here. With almost 70 years in the kitchen, it's everything you love about Church's. Between two buns, just $3.99. Thanks for waiting. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
I love that podcasts are free.
Pretty much any podcast you want is right there.
Love Crime Junkie. That's my addiction.
I really love Stuff You Should Know.
The Daily is another great one.
So good.
You name it, they got it.
What everybody's listening to.
It's free.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we've got one state historic site called McGoffin, and we think they're open if you'd like to call them.
I don't know. I'm saying give them a call because they show is being temporarily closed, but with the war going back and forth between the state and the city, we don't know. But do check out their Facebook page because the McGoffin Home State Historical Site and on their website also, they have some different information about tours and status availability and even renting into the following year. In the meantime, follow their Facebook page, get notifications on new cooking classes, books, clubs, craft projects, and brown bag lunch lectures, which are being done online. So give them a call at 915-533-5147 or go to their Facebook page, visit McGoffinHome.com Facebook.
All right, you listen to this announcement carefully. An unforgettable virtual concert coming up featuring brilliant pianist Adam Golka tonight. That's 11:14:20, and I know who's producing this. Beethoven like you've never experienced before, pianist Adam Golka, and would dazzle you Saturday at 6 p.m. with incredible stories, unbelievable special guests, including the late, great Leon Fleischer, and more. Register and get an unforgettable evening. Don't miss the pre-concert conversation beginning at 6 with Adam and Zuul Bailey and Philippa Solis. And that's tonight. So, Philippa, what's this all about? It sounds like fun.
Well, this is going to be amazing. This is part of our what we're calling our virtual series with Zuul at the helm. El Pasoans and their safety is our number one priority. And we want to keep El Paso ProMusica thriving. We're still doing things to provide videos, Zooms for schools, for hospitals, for the West Texas Alzheimer's Association, designed to help bring music to people to soothe and to heal and to comfort. And what better way to do it than to provide virtual concerts that you can have a front row seat in your own home to enjoy the world's finest musicians. And tonight, El Paso ProMusica presents Adam Golka, who's this wonderful, incredible young entrepreneur who is taking Beethoven to new heights. And he has really exciting conversations with some of music's most amazing luminaries, including the late, great Leon Fleischer, one of the last conversations he had before he passed away this summer. And it's Beethoven sonatas like you've never heard them.
How do people have
a lively conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about food and music. And if you go to eppm.org, you can register to watch the concert, because the concerts are free so that we can support our patrons for supporting us over the years.
All right, Philippa.
We do ask for donations so that we continue just to stay sustainable and to keep providing incredible programs for everyone. But the concert tonight can be registered via Eventbrite at eppm.org, and take a look at the recipe. The recipe is for a meal that was Beethoven's favorite.
And what was that?
It was actually macaroni and cheese.
Why not?
That's even better. That's warm food. Yes.
We talk about at the time, historically speaking, the noodle had more value than rice.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So the aristocracy, the concept of a pasta was more considered fancier than eating, rice. So the macaroni and cheese, which is the name is very difficult to pronounce, and I don't want to mispronounce
it. No, don't do that.
It's a macaroni and cheese. In this particular case, a penne pasta is used. And the trick to make it even more aristocratic is to sprinkle Parmesan Reggiano on top.
Okay, you're making me hungry now. I'll be over at your house in 20 minutes. But let me move on here a little bit. I was going to play a clip, but we now have talked over the time, and we're going to play the clip. So let me ask Zuul something here. Zuul, you've been in El Paso for a while. Do you have an attraction at all to Mexican food? What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And, what I grew up with Mexican food was not what Mexican food is.
No.
I think most people don't realize that Mexican food is an extraordinary combination of healthy foods and fresh fruits and vegetables and grilled things. You know, most people think of Mexican food, sadly, as Tex-Mex and or Taco Bell.
Did you ever eat at Palacios there on Leesburg Pike?
Excuse me?
Palacios on Leesburg Pike in Northern Virginia?
opened a whole can of worms and why I'm a traveling musician. No, I haven't, because as a kid, we never ate out.
Oh, okay.
My mom cooked every single meal for our family. So when I turned 18 and started traveling, I thought I was, on a 747 trying all the foods of the world.
Oh, my God. Northern Virginia, there was one semi-decent Mexican food restaurant called Palacios on Leesburg Pike. I'm just curious, since you grew up over there, maybe you knew about it. And in the meantime, let's talk about what we have here. Have you been to Pepe's? We got to get you out to Pepe's.
I've been to most places in the city. And it was one of the things that I kind of prided myself on in the first decade, was to literally find every place of note and of not note and try it.
Well, I got to tell you,
it's just a legendary food here in El Paso.
Pepe's is a sponsor of ours. Obviously, we got them on the spots there. But they are the legend. They're the legacy child of Griggs Restaurant, because they used to work at Griggs. And Felipe, you no doubt knew what that was in the old days of eating Mexican food.
Well, I remember. Yeah, when we first moved here to El Paso, Griggs. There was also one on Montana.
Yes,
and they had the very infamous rolled tacos.
Pepe makes those.
With the chili con queso on top.
Pepe got the recipes when he moved out and did his own restaurant. He took the recipes with him. And some of the old tables, you might find your name carved underneath if you look carefully. But no, Pepe's is a sponsor. They're out there in Cañatillo at 6761 Donovan. If you get a chance, get out there. It is the fabulous old food. And Zul, I will take you out there when we get a chance. I'll buy you lunch. How's that sound?
I would love that.
Oh, Pepe's is fabulous. Y'all, we got more clips to play, but we're going to have to wait till the next hour. We got more time here in the next hour coming up here. And the whole idea of getting involved in the history of El Paso is fascinating. But tell us a bit more, Zul, about your thoughts about El Paso, because you're one of those transplants that became permanent. There's a lot of people in the military that come through. They were stationed here. They come back because they liked it, the food, the weather, the whatever. Your attractions include, I guess, a lot of your students have also come and stayed here. I remember there's one called Nathan Black, I remember. You and I talked about him.
Yeah, you know, in life, it's not what you do. It's how you make people feel. And that feeling that you can't shake is what keeps people wanting to keep feeling that feeling. That's what we do in ProMusica, but we also do it through the affiliation with UTEP and our Young Artist Development Program series with Johns Hopkins and Peabody, as well as our Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, as well as my cello studio, as well as ProMusica. What really truly kept me here were the people. You know, I grew up in a bubble in Northern Virginia that was very supportive, and it was very personal. That was the musical and arts cultural bubble of Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. All of our friends got together all the time through musical events and celebrated life. And when I got here, I, of course, was escorted into the center of musical life here with El Paso for Musica, the symphony, the opera, at the museum. I felt home. And every person that comes here, and this shows the importance and power of the arts to lure and to keep people in their communities. Because if they have what I call a lifeline, which is the arts, then they feel nourished. And when you feel nourished, you feel content and yet inspired. So that has to do with what we do with ProMusica. All of my students, many of them, have stayed when they've come from, Nathan
yeah.
Black included,
oh, yeah.
from Northern Virginia and other places, have stayed in the area. Jamie Carney, Michael Way, a lot of my students, because they've been shown that truly this is one of the most special places on earth.
It is, and we got to take a break here, Zul.
Replicated.
That music, there's more music. That music tells us we got to come back after the next news at the top of the hour. Stick around here, guys. We'll have more. And Zul, we'll ask you some more details and play some more clips. How's that sound? See you then, after the news.
See you in a while.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.